Welcome everybody. Shir number 1189. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moisha Doiv Ben Rabaran Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moisha. And our learning of Hilcha Shabbos to Shetaka be a protection from all of Klal Yisrael and the schus of our learning Torah. Klal Yisrael, all al Achenu B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael and all over the world, Shetaka be protected from any harm. Getting back to our Malacha of Sheichet slaughtering. Okay, so we are trying to finish off a few touch-ups, odds and ends, in the Malacha of Sheichet slaughtering, whether it has to do with Netilas Neshama in killing an insect or so on, or how to go around about doing certain actions in conjunction, not to kill an insect, we don't kill insects, but how to work with certain situations which might arise, how to work with them in reference to insects or possibly making oneself bleed and so on. Okay, so an interesting thing comes up, brings out the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 359, which we mentioned a little bit in the past from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. But he brings it down from Perek Chaf Hei Ha'arach Chaf Ches. He says like this, interesting case, if confronted, it comes up sometimes in the warmer weather, whatever, if one is confronted by a swarm of insects, sometimes you have there's a lot of insects at one time on Shabbos, possibly in the country, person is living near, a lot of grass, a lot of trees or so on, it comes up. And there could be some sort of a swarm of insects, whatever it might be, whether it's ants or something else. And they're crawling, let's say, they're flying, crawling, but they're crawling. So, and we're not dealing with a case whereby they're dangerous, they're not going to hurt anybody, they're not going to bite, but it's a very uncomfortable situation. I don't want these insects, these ants or whatever it might be, crawling all over my house or whatever the case is. So as far as killing them, one cannot go straight out and kill them. However, he does bring down from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, like we quoted before, Perek Chaf Hei Ha'arach Chaf Ches. However, if the person finds them very disgusting, the whole Shabbos is mamish messed up. It's very ekeldik, as they say in Yiddish. It's a disgusting thing for me. Therefore, one would be allowed to place or to spray poison around the area in which they are found in order to prevent them from spreading further. So let's say they're possibly in a room, or let's say possibly they're on one's porch, sometimes on a terrace, on a porch it happens, you have a swarm of a certain type of insect, and they're not going to hurt anybody, but it's just, I don't want them, coming near me in the house, I'm very disgusted by them. So he brings down, you can't spray straight on them to kill them, but to spray the poison, let's say roach spray, you have these type of roach sprays or whatever the case is, to spray it around the area in which they are found in order to prevent them from spreading further, because they don't go near the poison. One would be allowed to do that. If possible, he said, it is preferable that a non-Jew or guy place the spray or the poison should do that. If it's possible, if one could get a guy, a non-Jew, to do it, that would be even better. It's running into a question of a grama. On Shabbos Yom Tov, that might be a little bit easier, but if it's possible getting a guy to do it, of course we're dealing with a shvus de shvus over here, the makam sar and so on, so one would, that should be much easier. But in case not, if somebody really gets stuck or whatever the case might be, if somebody really gets disgusted by that situation, they would be allowed to, not spraying on the insects, but around them. That's the lashon he uses, around the area in which they are found in order to prevent them from spreading further. So just real quickly to quote from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, he's actually talking about over there in Perek Chaf Hei, Oiz Dalid. He's talking about killing insects, drowning them, like we've been talking about, not allowed to do. You can't spray on them to spray to kill the insect. You can't spray an insect. But he says, so he brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman on the bottom, that if it's Taka, he wants to say that this is bothering a person a lot. It's very disgusting to me. So what is happening over here? Even when I spray it around, I'm not spraying it on them. Even to spray it on the insect, you're dealing with a malach hashen tzricha legufa, right? It's not a deraisa because you don't need the insect. You just want to get rid of it. So worst case scenario is melach shein tzricha leguf, which you're not allowed to do. But he's saying over here that it's a grumma, meaning it's sort of like a cause and effect, a delayed reaction, cause and effect type of thing. A grumma with a melach shein tzricha leguf, he wants to say Shabbos shari afil b'Shabbos. We could say he's possibly mutter. Shabbos shari afil b'Shabbos would be mutter even on Shabbos in a case like this where somebody's getting very disgusted by it. The kolsh can be yomtiv, and definitely by yomtiv will be even easier. Tzarech liyas mutter, kevin the meikra din grama shari. On Yom Tov meikra din grama shari is allowed. V'gam lechashiv kol kach muks, and it's not really muks of the spray in the case in time. Even if you say it's a klishim lachde leiser, whatever the case might be, over there. So, but be it as it may, so that's how he brings it down. So, just to sum up that case scenario, it's, again, what did we say? Some sort of a swarm of insects. It doesn't have to be a swarm when you're talking about, they're attacking a person. We're talking about quite a number of insects over there, and a person is, disgusted by it. So to spray around like this when the insects get to that, to the poison, to the bug spray or whatever, it'll either bother them or kill them or whatever the case might be. So that would be okay. Okay, so just to finish off on the same note, basically, something else which we already mentioned, but it really falls into the same category again, doing an action whereby it's some sort of a grumma, a delayed reaction or cause and effect type of a thing on a malacha shein tzricha legufa, which is what we're doing over here, because again, malacha shein tzricha legufa, if you kill something and you need it, you need the thing, the killing you're doing, so good. So that's the malacha shein tzricha legufa. That's the action that was done in the Mishkan. I kill this item and I take it. This insect or this animal, I take. Our case, we're just doing it to get, we would rather this insect, these insects or swarm or whatever, these bugs, ants, whatever, would not be around. So it's a melacha shein tzricha legufa. And he says the same thing along the same note, that spraying insecticide, let's say in case in time where Rachman al-San, somebody's sick, again, not a case whereby it's life-threatening. Somebody's sick, laying in a room, and it's going to be a very big bother for them. Or you have a case in time whereby a child, a lot of times you have a child that just, if there's things flying around, they go crazy. Some of the little children, they see a bug or they see things flying, they're not sleeping. It's not going to happen, So that's what he brings down. In conjunction with this, Reb Shlomo Zalmish, Mir Shabbos, and others, he brings down, one is permitted to spray insecticide in the room of a person. Again, not on the bug itself. Again, we're dealing with bugs, things flying around that it's not going to actually hurt a person. It's just very annoying, extremely annoying. So we want to just spray it in the room, not on the bug itself. One is permitted to spray an insecticide in the room of a person who is sick, Rahman Aslan, or in a case of a child, let's say a child's room, and they're going to be very bothered, they won't be able to sleep and so on, in order to drive out insects on Shabbos. I'm going to spray it around the room, but not on the bug itself. However, you have things flying around, so you want to spray. However, one must leave a door, he brings out, one must leave a door or window open so that the insects can escape the killing of the fumes, because otherwise maybe you'll say it might not be a grum if you just spray it out in the room. You don't want to spray it too much if there's a sick person or a child there, but if you just spray it in the room, that could be that if there's no way for them to escape, like you're really killing them straight out. It's not so much the same as possibly, maybe, spraying around them. However, one must leave the door or window open so that the insects can escape the killing of the fumes. In other words, if if the window's a little bit open, door's a little bit open, so they start to smell the fumes, they'll just fly away, and that's it. That makes it much easier. Like this, you don't have to worry about issues of that they'll die from the poison or whatever. The door's open, they smell the fumes, and they go out. They're very uncomfortable being around there. So that's what he brings on. However, one must leave a door or window open so that the insects can escape the killing the killing fumes, the bug spray that was sprayed in the air. One must be careful, he says, not to spray the insecticide onto the insects themselves, for this is actually usher. Obviously, this is usher to do on Shabbos, sprayed straight onto the bug, any type of bug that is just annoying and not won't hurt anybody or something along those lines. And it's not deadly and it won't hurt anybody. These type of things, just spraying on a bug is not allowed, but spraying it in the room would be fine. In these instances, a sick person, a child, or a small child, a gesunte small child we're talking about, obviously, and so on, just leaving the window or door a little bit open whereby they could escape from the fumes. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Baruch Kol Tov.